At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to have you along with us. Broadcasting from my radio hometown of San Diego, where I'm heard live weekday afternoons on News Radio 600 KOGO. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks to the team at The Weekend with Michael Brown for letting me sit in the big chair. All right, so lots of things happened this week, lots of news, and I think going into the weekend, news continuing out of Washington, D.C. with this wrestling over foreign aid funding and the impact it might have on the Republican majority. Certainly all the events taking place inside and outside of the Trump criminal court in New York City. And in the last hour, we talked a little bit about the illegal immigration issue. One thing that did come out of the White House that's not getting a lot of attention, but really will be a major issue in the weeks and months to come is the economy. There is a strange inconsistency going on between the Biden administration and reality. The Biden administration and the Biden campaign insist on talking about great economic numbers, great jobs numbers, great inflation numbers, inflation going down, costs of goods going down, costs of fuel going down, which should also lead to the costs of groceries going down. And they're touting it. And nobody is experiencing it. And the Biden administration and the Biden team really having a hard time figuring out why Americans don't love them more. Here is a Fox News correspondent, White House correspondent, Peter Doocy. I don't know why there's music playing in the background, but here he is asking a really pivotal question of any president at any time, but particularly facing re-election.
But why do you think it is that when you say the economy is improving and President Biden says the economy is improving, that a majority of Americans outside of this building are not buying it?
Yeah. You say, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, that the economy is improving. And Biden is out there saying the economy is improving. And a majority of Americans, when polled, disagree. How can there be how can there be this major rift between what the leadership of the country is saying about the most important issue facing voters, the economy, and the experiences of a majority of those Americans? Like, how can that be? And I think it goes deeper than just day-to-day politics. I've been watching this for quite some time. When the headlines come out, oh, new jobs numbers are out, March job numbers, April job numbers coming out, they talk about how, this administration's added 96,000 jobs, 205,000 jobs. Nobody goes deeper. the jobs that are added almost always are in one of two categories. The jobs that are added to the economy are either government jobs or service sector jobs. Now, I have been both. I worked for the United States House of Representatives. I served three Republican members of Congress. So I was a government employee. And then you get out and get a real job. But a government employee costs money, right? Actual people, normal, regular Americans, have to work to pay the salary of a government employee. That's where that salary comes from. So that doesn't add to prosperity. More government workers costs Americans. It doesn't add to the growing pie of prosperity in America. So more government workers takes us in the wrong direction. And then the other one is the service sector is growing. Well, what's the service sector? Well, retail sales, hospitality, and I've done those things. I worked at a hotel. I worked front desk at the Comfort Inn in Binghamton, New York, when I was in college. So I've washed linen and checked people in and out of hotel rooms. And I've also waited tables, and so have many of you. Nothing wrong with service work. I get it. But we cannot have a growing, prosperous American economy doing each other's laundry. And I don't know that the people in this administration understand that. They are happy to talk about all the new jobs created. Like where I live in San Diego, the fastest growing sector of the economy is in the convention business. And I'm thinking, how can we grow the economy making each other a martini? And it's frustrating people because they see Joe, there's jobs, they're hiring. Oh yeah, what are they hiring for? They're hiring for people at the new hotel they're building. And again, I worked at a hotel. Like, nothing wrong with making beds. But it's service. And the service economy can only support a small sector of the American economy. We used to have an economic philosophy in America that was very successful. We used to have an economic philosophy in America that said the American economic engine requires three legs of a stool. So you have professionals. That's your doctor, lawyer, businessman, accountant, architect, right? College educated, high income, gotta have them. And then you have the service economy, right? Clerk in the store, person working at the grocery store, lady making the beds at the hotel, you making the martini at the convention center bar, right? Performing services. Nothing wrong with that. But the third leg is the one that's never reflected in these job numbers. And that is manufacturing. We used to manufacture stuff. And we used to have growing and sustained manufacturing jobs. And this was the sweet spot of American prosperity post-World War II, really right up through the mid-80s. Where you could find a job in almost any city in America, and you did not need a specific education. Nothing wrong with education, but you didn't need it. It wasn't required. They would train you. And you would go someplace and manufacture something. That means you would take raw materials and turn it into a product that had value and sell it. And we don't do any of that anymore.
And I think it's come home to roost. I think now we're seeing what happens when you have an entire economy that's based on doing each other's laundry and wondering why we're not growing the economic pie.
So let me kind of lay it out for you in simple terms. Ready? Okay. Give me anything. Flat screen TV. Flat screen TV at Walmart. Flat screen TV sells at Walmart $499. Hooray. Cheap, right? Got to get that before the NBA finals. What is a flat screen TV? Essentially, the flat screen TV is, what do you got, plastic, glass, maybe some silicon, and some copper. If you took the flat screen TV and ground it all up into its flat screen TV dust, you'd have about 9 cents of raw materials there. I would argue less than 9 cents. I suspect the packaging probably costs more than the raw materials in a flat screen TV. Taking that 9 cents of plastic and glass and copper and building a flat screen TV that retails for $499, that difference in value represented the entire American manufacturing economy. And that manufacturing economy employed tens and tens of thousands of Americans in America making really good money at American factories. Then we closed the factories, shipped the jobs overseas, and put the Americans out of work. And now they're working in the service industry. When we come back, I want to lay out for you what the long-term implications are of that. That's all coming up next. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown on The Weekend.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose, sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to be with you. So a story that came out of the news this week that did not get a whole lot of attention, and I think we need to cover it because with all the excitement that's going on outside the courthouse in New York City, people literally lighting themselves on fire now, there are economic numbers that are coming out that are not good. And despite the attempt by the Biden administration to spin it, it does us no good. It does to be fed misinformation for political purposes. Because at the end of the day, politics is all fun and games, but your ability to make ends meet really matters. That's why It's the Economy, Stupid should really be the law of the land when it comes to campaigning. At the end of the day, right? You dealing with the grocery store, you dealing with the light bill, you dealing with repair costs on your car, fuel costs going to work. That's really what Americans care about. Being able to enjoy their life, being able to expect prosperity. And you should have an expectation of prosperity. Americans work hard. They deserve to live good. And the conditions in which Americans can live good are within our control, is within our control. So here is the story out of Washington that now wages are now going down.
Inflation is driving down workers' wage satisfaction, but instead of raising wages, employers are now lowering starting wages. An average of $73,000 in March, down from $79,000 last November.
Yeah, that's not good news. Inflation causes prices to go up, and now employers are lowering wages. So there's no way to win this by increasing government jobs, which is the single largest area of growth in most cities, of jobs added, and increasing service sector job, which is increasing in most cities. The other area, by the way, is assisted living, nursing care. Now, that does require skill, right? You can't just, not anybody can do that. So it is not considered service work. But at the end of the day, we cannot expand the American pie. We cannot expand the economic pie. We can't increase prosperity by helping the elderly get in and out of the toilet. So there's only one way out. There's only one way out, and that is manufacturing. Manufacturing. We used to manufacture in the United States. And good news, we are the biggest consumer market on planet Earth. So when we manufacture our own stuff, we employ Americans, we do it at American factories, we use American resources, and then we sell it to our fellow American
who is going to buy a refrigerator anyway, who is going to buy a stove anyway, who has to buy stuff anyway. I don't know how old you are, but if you're like me and you grew up in the 70s and 80s and early 90s in America, everything in your house, and I mean everything in your house, was manufactured in America by an American worker at an American factory. Everything. Your washing machine, your dryer, your kitchen appliances, your oven, stove, refrigerator, all your kitchen countertop appliances, Westinghouse, General Electric, Whirlpool, American companies manufactured in America, employing Americans at really good money, by the way. All your kitchen counter appliances. Hamilton Beach. You know where Hamilton Beach was? Wisconsin. Hamilton was the engineer and Beach was the business guy. Or maybe it was the other way around. Anyway, they revolutionized kitchen counter appliances. Your mom had one. She had a Hamilton Beach blender. She had a Hamilton Beach mixer. Everything. I mean, if you had furniture in your house, it was manufactured in North Carolina, and then the fabric that covered the furniture was milled in upstate New York. All the way to the thermostat on your wall, that little gold circle with the clear plastic thing with the rough edges in the middle, that thermostat, you know what I'm talking about. You can see it right now in your mind. That was manufactured by Honeywell, who revolutionized radar in World War II, and then the war ended, and Honeywell had to figure out a way to continue to make money using technology, and they manufactured mercury thermostats that were highly efficient, military grade, and they were on the walls of every house in America, and it was American made. I mean, you name me something, and I can tell you where it was. Your mom's vacuum cleaner was either Hoover, which was manufactured in Connecticut, or Electrolux, which was manufactured in Pittsburgh. Electrolux, actually, from Scandinavia, but they were manufactured and assembled in the United States. Remember those vacuums? They were a beast. Those vacuum cleaners scared the dog. Now you go buy a plastic piece of crap vacuum cleaner from China, and it doesn't pick up anything. So we, and the workers are gone. So we have actively moved all these manufacturing jobs overseas, put the Americans out of work. We import all the same stuff because I don't care where technology goes. I don't care what generation of iPhone you have. Eventually, you're going to need a vacuum cleaner. It could be made in America. It's a choice that we have to make. It's the weekend with Michael Brown, Lou Penrose, sitting in for Michael Brown.
Social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is the company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month. With Pure Talk.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Pop the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose, sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to have you along with us, talking about the jobs numbers that came out of the administration over the week, and not a single increase in manufacturing jobs. A lot of celebration of government jobs, and a lot of celebration of service sector jobs. But I am here to tell you, without a growing manufacturing base, it's not going to change. That's the anxiety, that's the anxiousness that Americans feel, is because things aren't changing. just because there's another job across the street making a martini or cleaning up a hotel room, another service job across the street, maybe they offer you a dollar an hour. That's not going to change the conditions. And more government jobs moves us in the wrong direction. We absolutely have to have a growing manufacturing base. And we certainly can do it. And talking a little bit about the way it used to be. Like, we used to manufacture our own consumer goods. And by the way, they were good. We used to actually repair things because they were worth keeping. Now we have fired the American factory workers, shipped all the jobs to China, import this plastic crap from China. It doesn't last, and we throw it in the dump. And we're told that we should be happy that it's cheap to buy. And it's not working. And it hasn't worked for quite some time, but I think it's catching up. I've been watching it for a while. I remember having these arguments back in the day with free traders. And they said, Lou, come on now. You're a capitalist. You're a Republican. You're conservative. You should be in favor of free trade. And I said, I don't see this working. I don't know how we can ship all these manufacturing jobs to places where we would never tolerate the conditions for the worker. And yet we allow the stuff to be manufactured in these places and then we bring it in. I'm like, what about all the American factory workers? Don't worry, we'll find something for them to do. We'll retrain them. We'll use government dollars and we'll invest in those communities and retrain them. I thought, all right, let's see how this works out. Didn't work out. Didn't work out at all. And it's having an impact. And now here we fast forward 40 years, a half a generation, and we have a country that only has a service worker base that's doing each other's laundry and a professional base that is doctors, lawyers, accountants, businessmen, architects, and they're being taxed to death because it's the only place you can get real tax money from. To send, you know, government relief checks to the service workers who can't make ends meet working hard. Let me tell you a little bit of a story. You want to hear a story? I love this story. Quick story. And then we'll get back to what we're talking about. So in 1972... two engineers from Cleveland, Ohio, that at the time were working at the Westinghouse Corporation, got together and they decided to design and build a high-quality, commercial-grade kitchen appliance that would go on to become the most recognizable kitchen appliance in America. In 1974, more Mr. Coffee makers were sold than any other kitchen counter appliance. More Mr. Coffee makers in 74 were given as Christmas gifts than any other appliance. It dominated the sector. People gave them as wedding gifts. It was an appliance. It was high grade. It was very, very good. It was commercial grade. It was designed to be like the one at the lunch counter, but for your home. It made delicious coffee, and it lasted forever. Your mom had one. You remember where it was on your mom's kitchen counter. You can see it right now. Everybody had, your Aunt Linda had one. Your Aunt Debbie had one. There was one at the barbershop. There was one at the automobile repair place. There was one at the waiting room at the dentist's office. There was one in the galley at the ER. I mean, they were everywhere. And by the way, it wasn't cheap. It was $24.99 in 1976 dollars. So what happened? Around 1980, they moved the factory to China, fired all the workers, ship the Chinese piece of crap coffee maker. They kept the label, still called Mr. Coffee, but now it was a plastic piece of junk, and they shipped it in to the United States and put it on the shelves of Targets and Walmarts. Now it's $9.99, but it's a piece of junk, and it breaks. The carafe is ridiculous. You brush it against the side of your sink, and it shatters in a million pieces. They won't sell you a new carafe. They used to sell just the carafe should your kid drop it because it wouldn't break, normally. It was like almost Pyrex when it was manufactured in America. Now you can break it with your hand. But they won't sell you a replacement carafe. Just buy a whole new one. And, it winds up in the landfill and or the dump, and you run out and get another one for $9.99. I was telling this story to a doctor friend of mine, and he said, Lou, you are so right. I must have gone through 9 coffee makers from freshman year through my residency, and my mom still has her Mr. Coffee from the 70s. And I said, right, that is a perfect illustration of the entire American manufacturing experience. And now it's having real economic impacts to our culture. Because when we had the three legs of the stool, when we had service economy jobs, which the Biden administration says are up, and we have professional jobs, which the Biden administration says are up, but also will be the taxes. So their lives and their lot in life won't be as prosperous as they thought it was going to be when they graduated medical school. But zero growth in manufacturing. And it's when you had opportunities in manufacturing, there were opportunities to make more money. You would go to work, and you would work a hard day and get a good day's pay for a hard day's work. And if you liked it, you'd stay. And, then maybe you would made line supervisor, and then foreman, and then plant supervisor, because people have to retire. And there was growth and opportunity inside your own industry, because Americans will always need a coffee maker. They will always need a washing machine. They will always need a dryer. So there are certain things that we'll always need. Why would we want to manufacture them here and employ Americans to do it? They'd be higher quality, and we'd be circulating the money in our own economy. Do you remember during COVID, when COVID first hit, and we were worried about respirators, nowhere near enough respirators? Everybody was worried about respirators, and it turned out they're like, all right, well, wait, let's make some respirators. We're lickety-split. And it turned out, oh, the respirators are all made in China. And I thought, this will be good. This will be the silver lining of this experience. We will realize that there are certain things that we should probably always manufacture in the United States, and respirators would be on my list. That would have been a great opportunity to re-examine why it would be a good idea to manufacture things that we will always need in the United States by Americans at American factories making decent money. And it never materialized. But when I see these jobs numbers come out and there's just zero growth in manufacturing, I think this is the reason why. So here is RFK Jr. He was talking about the anxiety in the American economy, why there is this disconnect between what the Biden administration is saying about good economic times and why the average American is not feeling it.
57% of the people in this country can't put their hands on $1,000 if they have an emergency. 54% of the people in this country are not making enough money to pay for basic human needs.
Yeah, 50, almost 60%, almost 6 out of every 10 Americans can't put together $1,000 to cover themselves in an emergency. That's a simple automobile repair. That will make you crazy. That will make you anxious. And that doesn't mean you're lazy. You could work hard and cover the costs, and at the end of the month not be able to have enough savings where you could build $1,000. That's a real experience for very many Americans. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Michigan, because Michigan is a swing state. It's in play, and I think I know why it's such a close race in Michigan. We'll talk about it next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown.
Do you have shoeboxes full of photos? Today only, radio listeners get VIP access to the new Photo Legacy Box. Get your family's photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents, which is 76% less than what other brands charge. As the world's largest digitizer, you know you can trust Legacy Box to digitize your entire collection of 4x6 photos. Everything from the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s to photos of your great-grandma's wedding. Visit legacybox.com/audio to get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. Oh, and don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media, so you can get your favorite memories on VHS or grandpa's film reels from the 40s digitized too. Take advantage of this exclusive offer on the new Photo Legacy Box today and preserve your past for as low as 7 cents. Go to legacybox.com/audio. That's legacybox.com/audio.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local NAPA Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose, sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to be with you. Coming at you from my radio hometown of San Diego. Thanks so much for tuning in. Talking about the jobs numbers coming out of the White House, it was not a lot of time spent on it this week. So many other things going on. The United States Congress seems insistent on sending more of your tax dollars in supplemental aid to Ukraine. Not the normal aid that they normally get. This is supplement. This is more money. And there's anxiety in the American economy and among the American worker. And I'm talking about where I think it's coming from. And that is the absence of a clear view of prosperity in the future for Americans, for American workers. They can tell us there are more jobs available. They can tell us wages are growing. They can tell us inflation is under control. They can tell us prices are coming down. I don't see it. But even if those things were so, Americans are losing ground. We're not getting ahead. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think he captured it quite well.
57% of the people in this country can't put their hands on $1,000 if they have an emergency.
Yeah, think about that. 57% of people can't get their hands on $1,000. That doesn't mean you're wasteful. It doesn't mean you're lazy. It just means that ends are not being met. Now, let's talk about this for a second. I don't know how much houses cost where you live. I can tell you that houses here where I live are crazy. And I know in most places, housing prices have gone up. So you may not be in this case. This might sound insane to you, but it's a reality where I live. And that is like a starter home, single family home is over $800,000. Maybe it's $500,000 we live. Maybe it's $200,000 we live. I don't know. But I guarantee you it's a lot more than it used to be. All right. So let me give you the numbers for where I live in San Diego. In 1980, the average salary in San Diego was $20,000 a year. And the average cost of a starter home, single family home, small home, was $60,000 a year. This is 1980, 40 years ago. So average salary, 20 grand, average starter home, 60 grand, three times as much. But working hard, you could certainly save a down payment on a $60,000 home. What is that? $5% down is $3,000. I think you could do better than that, actually. But I mean, if you folk, not in a year, but when you're saving for a home, you save many years, right? And, that's what you do. And you can get into a home and then have that home work for you by appreciating and equity. And then you invest in it and you're not paying rent anymore. I mean, good, good, good. Okay. Fast forward to today. Average wage in San Diego, where I live, $60,000. Three times as much. Average single family home, starter home, $850,000. $850,000 on a $60,000 salary. No way. Both of you could be working, and you're never going to get a down payment. And by the way, it's not 5% down anymore. They want 20% down. How in the hell are you going to save 20% of $850,000 after taxes? Now, you're going to say, Lou, that's crazy. Nobody has the housing costs that you maniacs in California have. Yeah, I get that. But go look at Nashville. Go look at the suburbs of Chicago, in the Midwest, everywhere in Texas, even in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, housing prices are going up.
And they're going up faster than your wages are going up. So that is a source of anxiety. That's the reason why more and more Americans are looking out their window and not seeing the kind of life that their mother and father had. Certainly not the kind of life that their grandparents had. And I truly believe it all boils back to having a stronger, broad-based economy that includes manufacturing, factory jobs where Americans can always get a job, always work, always get a good day's pay, and always see an opportunity for growth. Nothing wrong with being a teacher. Nothing wrong with working the front desk at the hotel. Nothing wrong with being a bartender. And there's certainly nothing wrong with being a professional. But we need to include manufacturing jobs. And there's zero growth in manufacturing jobs in this economy. And therein lies the sweet spot to American prosperity. Think about it. When they were sending out all those PPO checks, all those COVID relief checks, and you were sitting at home buying stuff on Amazon, which is plastic crap from China, imagine if all the things you were buying were manufactured in America by an American worker at an American factory, and all that money was circulating through America. Those manufacturing jobs back in the day, those factory jobs, you could run a household on one paycheck, one. Two people can work if they want to, but one carries the house. One. And there was enough money at the end of the week to take the family out to dinner, every once in a while take the missus out on the town, and there was still money left to put in the collection plate on Sunday morning. And those communities were all over the Midwest. And in the South, and in the Southwest, and throughout California. We can have it that way again. Boy, there you have it. My time's up. But think about it. A pleasure sitting in for Michael Brown on the weekend. This is Lou Penrose. Have a great weekend.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.